Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this great nation on God's green earth, a great day where the Supreme Court has surprised at least much of the world by an announcement suggesting they're going to speed up oral arguments on the Texas abortion law and are going to be getting to it in a big hurry because of the confusion that lower court decisions have brought about. They're going to be hearing oral arguments on November 1st, day after Halloween. It's coming right up. And there's also a terrific piece by a professor at Claremont McKenna College who talks about how abortion may not be, repeat, may not be this one issue that divides Americans so profoundly where there can't be any middle ground, where there can't be any basis in which the different states with their different approaches to the issue of abortion might be able to get together. We will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about Joe Biden's town hall last night. How embarrassing was it? Well, we will get to that. And there's also a surprisingly direct answer by Joe Biden concerning mandates for law enforcement, for firefighters, police officers, and others. And there's also some good news that I don't want to hesitate in sharing with you because heavens knows we could use good news. Axios is reporting that there is a consensus among all experts that we may be seeing a much less grievous and painful and incapacitating winter season. And yes, that includes Christmas and New Year's and the first months of 2022. The COVID situation may be much easier than we've been experiencing last year or even recently. And there's this from the Washington, Seattle, Washington Times. And the headline states says virus infections are at half of early September levels. In other words, they've cut the number of new infections per person, per population. They've cut that in half in a month. That's what it looks like. COVID-19 transmission in Washington is decreasing, though much of how the next few months unfolds depends on upcoming holiday gatherings and seasonal behavioral changes, according to new modeling report from the Department of Health. While cases, hospital admissions, and deaths remain high in the state, trends are moving decisively in the right direction. The report found that COVID-19 prevalence, the percent of residents with an active infection, has been declining significantly since early September. Last month, the state reported that virus prevalence was at a new high of 0.94%, or about one in every 106 people in the state. Yesterday, Thursday, researchers reported prevalence down to 0.41%. In other words, it's down more than one half, or one in every 244 Washingtonians. That means a great deal for people who are concerned about the ongoing virus, as we all should be. We're hopeful that the declines we've seen in the last few weeks will continue, but that will only be possible if vaccination rates continue to increase and we continue wearing masks. So said Dr. Scott Lindquist, who is the state epidemiologist for communicable diseases. Our individual choices over the next several weeks, he said, will determine whether hospitals are able to return to a sustainable level of operations by the end of December. And that's the goal. Hospital admission raises which remain at least 9 times higher. Hospital admission rates, pardon me, which may remain at least 9 times higher among the unvaccinated, remain fairly even in most age groups, though there's some flattening in rates among those in their 30s and 50s. Researchers reported population immunity in Washington has rapidly increased since August and now sits at about 63.5%. About 20.3% of that immunity was derived from previous infection, while 43% of it, about twice as much, came from the vaccinations. COVID-19 patients have taken up fewer beds since early September and now make up 17% of overall occupancy, compared with nearly 25% just a few weeks ago. While vaccination provides much more protection this fall and winter compared to last year, exposure to COVID-19 and disease transmission continues to be influenced by our behavior, the report said. Okay, that certainly is good news. And it seems to me it is good news that we are going ahead with the Supreme Court getting to this abortion issue rather than leaving it unresolved and tormenting our politics and tormenting basically the very divided American public on this issue. The Supreme Court today, this morning, agreed to quickly consider two lawsuits challenging a Texas ban on most abortions, adding another blockbuster case to a docket already included, jammed with other cases over abortion rights. The court, in a brief written order, set oral arguments for November 1st, which we're talking about less than 2 weeks. The justices deferred acting on an emergency request from the Justice Department to prohibit the Texas law while the federal government challenges its legality, meaning the state restrictions remain in place for now. With Friday's action, the justices resolved to step in and referee the Texas battle, even though lower courts haven't issued final rulings on the law known as the Texas Heartbeat Act, or SB 8. Which bars abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. What is coming around here, and I think is increasingly possible, is that Roe v. Wade will be adjusted and be adjusted in ways that courts can do it and still claim that it is based on precedent and based at least vaguely on the Constitution. I think Roe v. Wade is not based on the Constitution, but they will come up with a way of adjudicating this where the final court decision that limits what states can do or say about abortion, that will end up looking like public opinion in the United States. And what is that public opinion? Overwhelmingly, most Americans do not support late-stage abortion. They don't support abortion. They want abortion banned, as of course it should be, in the last 3 months of pregnancy. Why? Because most people see that baby in the last 3 months of pregnancy as pretty clearly a person. It is a human life. And most people on the other side overwhelmingly do not want abortion banned in the first few weeks of pregnancy, where the fetus has much less resemblance to a human being. Does that make any sense? Is that a ridiculous distinction? We will get to the argument by a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California. His name is John Shields, who says that it may be a tough compromise is possible on abortion. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be reviewing the great big giant eagerly anticipated movie Dune and the new Wes Anderson film French Dispatch and more That too, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I hope you will check out michaelmedved.com and find out all about the events we have coming up at the Reagan Library in Southern California. This is in Simi Valley, California. It's where President Reagan has his final resting place. Plus, fantastic exhibits throughout the Reagan Library. It's, to me, not only because of my fondness and appreciation for President Reagan, But just as a work of museum craft, it is one of the best museums you'll visit that really gives you a sense of American history and the context in which President Reagan led the country and led the country so well. I am going to be broadcasting this show live. You can participate if you want. We have microphones there for you to engage in conversation. It is free. You can be there for all 3 hours or just part of the show. And then we have a lecture. And the lecture is about the importance of putting gratitude ahead of guilt for the survival of the United States and for a healthy United States. It's free. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. But you should contact the Reagan Library to let them know you're coming, because security requires that and more. Go to michaelmedved.com and sign up for November 9th. It's a Tuesday coming right up. It will be just 8 days after the Supreme Court has heard arguments about the Texas heartbeat law. And the piece that was written by John Shields, it seems to me, should be encouraging for every American, and it's worth talking about because there's so many people who believe it's all or nothing on this abortion fight. And I know morally you can make the case that it is. A life is a life is a life. If the life is 6 weeks old, it's the same sacredness as a life that's 6 years old. Now, most Americans don't believe that. Most Americans believe there is a difference, and they feel very differently about late-term abortion, where the baby's heart is beating, the baby can feel pain. It's very different from very early-term abortion. But here's what John Shields says. He says, public attitudes on abortion have hardly budged since Roe was decided nearly 50 years ago. Close to half of survey respondents identify as pro-life, and another half as pro-choice. But whatever their identification, a majority of Americans are in favor of abortion being legal only in certain circumstances. Indeed, although most Americans say they support Roe, most also don't seem to know a crucial fact about it. Roe established a right to abortion until the point of viability, which today is measured as usually about 24 weeks, 6 months. And they granted broad authority to physicians to perform abortions even after that point. Hence, a majority of Americans also support restricting abortion to the first trimester, roughly the line drawn in the Mississippi law, which is going to be before the Supreme Court in December. It's going to be before the Supreme Court after they have already listened to and perhaps reached some decision about the Texas heartbeat bill. The persistence of Roe's many foes is surprising. If you see abortion as a culture war issue, like gay marriage or sex education, on which more Americans have embraced progressive views over time. And that's true if you look at the polls. If abortion were like these other cultural issues, we would expect Americans to be far more in favor of abortion rights today than they were 50 years ago, when rates of church attendance were higher and the social attitudes were far more conservative. And it's also true that people are not more in favor of abortion. One of the points that Professor Shields does not make is the rate of abortion has gone down dramatically, despite the fact that people are not overwhelmingly in favor of repealing Roe or overriding Roe, overturning it. There are far fewer abortions per year than there were, say, 20 years ago. So this is a very different, you can't put abortion just together. So it's like all the other culture war issues. That's not what happened, says Professor Shields. Although the Roman Catholic Church was key to propagating anti-abortion views in the early years of the abortion conflict, steep declines in church attendance have done little to depress pro-life sentiment. It's still strong. Surveys also show that Americans embraced more egalitarian gender attitudes over time without letting go of their opposition to abortion. It's one of those things that I've never understood. They always say abortion is a woman's issue. Well, it's not, because that baby has a father, too. Not a father with the child living inside the body. But the idea that it's a woman's issue, and that with women being more egalitarian in terms of attitudes, that would lead to more and more support for abortion, that hasn't happened. He says the citizens on both sides of the issue are now far less divided by their position on gender roles than they were in the 1970s. So why have the pro-life sentiment and activism survived this past half century of far-reaching social liberalization? It is a rare fight in American history in which people on both sides think of themselves as human rights activists and called to expand the frontiers of freedom and equality. In other words, pro-abortion people, pro-choice people, believe that they are human rights defenders, and those of us on the pro-life side believe that we are defending the most fundamental right of all, the right to life. These intuitions predispose us to feel more protective of a fetus as it begins to resemble a newborn. This is why Americans tend to make a clear distinction between abortions in the first trimester and those in the second and third trimester. And thus, Americans balance the clashing liberal claims they hear by giving considerable weight to pro-life arguments early in pregnancy and more consideration to pro-life arguments as the fetus develops. So where do you go from there? And how does it work out? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to fast-track two lawsuits challenging a Texas ban on most abortions, setting oral arguments for November 1st. The White House COVID response team held a briefing Friday morning to provide an update on the coronavirus pandemic. Coordinator Jeff Zients saying some Americans are stepping up to get their boosters.
10 million Americans have already gotten a booster shot. Over 40% of eligible seniors, those most at risk, have gotten their third shot.
The FDA recently authorizing the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters, joining Pfizer, whose COVID-19 booster shot was approved last month. Those eligible for boosters include Americans 65 and older and Americans 18 and older who live in high-risk settings, long-term care facilities, or have underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the Supreme Court today, which we're discussing about the general issue of abortion, and it's a very limited decision, but it was also nearly unanimous by the court. It was an 8-1 decision. The only dissenter was Sonia Sotomayor. She wanted the court, yes, she agreed with her colleagues that they should give expedited review of the Texas law. But she also thought that while they were waiting to review that law in a hurry, they should block it. And I think that the other side had the much better side of the argument. Look, what the court is doing here, it's one of those things where when they made the initial decision not to immediately block the Texas law, the Texas heartbeat bill, they weren't saying, we think this passes the constitutional test. And in fact, there were a number of justices who wrote opinions, including Samuel Alito, who is considered generally, if you want to talk about a pro-life justice, he would be, along with Clarence Thomas, probably the strongest voice in the court in that regard right now. But they said, look, we are not predisposing an indication that we're going to say that the Texas heartbeat bill that eliminates abortions, illegal abortions, from 6 weeks after the baby is just barely developed and you can just begin to hear a heartbeat. That's why I call it a heartbeat bill. That was no indication that the court was going to judge that way. It was just an indication that they have this Mississippi case coming up in December, and they don't want to basically block one aspect of the bill and not block another aspect of the bill. What I think we're looking toward is at the end of the year, and maybe the very beginning of next year,
there will be a sweeping sort of rethinking of Roe v. Wade and of the Constitution and the Supreme Court's role in abortion regulation. And where it's, I think that every indication is it's going in this direction, in the direction that Professor John Shields writes about in the New York Times, which is what all of the polling shows the American people believe in, which is, yes, abortion remains legal in very early stages of pregnancy, but then in the later stages of pregnancy, it is not. And then it will be up to each state within those parameters to determine what regulation they're going to do within the parameters set by the court. And what are the parameters set by? It's set by whether, in fact, you judge a three-week-old fetus as a human being. And that's a profound argument, and I think the justices will probably be divided on that. But then there will probably be close to unanimity, it seems to me, as there is in the general public, about allowing abortion during the last few weeks, the last 3 months of pregnancy. And this is something I didn't know, and I think most Americans don't know this, is there are literally thousands of abortion clinics across the country, and only 10% of them, only 10% of abortion clinics allow abortions after 24 weeks. In other words, in the last 3 months of pregnancy. And it's also remarkable that the abortion providers outside of Texas offer their services to women in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. There's a sharp decline after that. Roughly half of all clinics do not offer abortion after week 15, which is, I think, stunning in terms of showing where the country is moving. What'd you say, Jer? Yeah, let me repeat that again. This is, as reported by Professor Shields in the New York Times, what he writes exactly is he says, well, essentially all abortion providers outside of Texas right now offer abortion women in the first 15 in the first 15 weeks of the first 10 weeks of pregnancy offer abortion. There is a sharp decline after that. Roughly half of clinics do not offer abortion by week 15, which is extraordinary, which is an indication that half of abortion clinics in the country are already in line with that Mississippi law, which is coming up for review with the court, which is one of the indications that it seems to me that that Mississippi law will be judged to be within the parameters of the U.S. Constitution, which is what you're talking about when the court reviews it. And the idea of an up-the-middle kind of Supreme Court decision on this, yes, of course, radical pro-lifers will scream and holler and say that sacred rights are being taken away, but it will be in line with what the people of the United States choose. And remember, also, the Supreme Court doesn't get to make a law. The laws will be made by the states. And if the states, for instance, if the state of Washington, very liberal state, wants to extend the ability to perform abortions or to offer abortions past the 26 weeks or wherever you want to put it, you get to make the law. That's a question for the legislatures to fight out, and they will come out with very different results. But in terms of the limitations by the Supreme Court and by supposedly their interpretation of the Constitution is going to be very different. And he has a good example. It's a story here that I knew, which is a remarkable story about a woman named Dr. Susan Wicklund, who is a hero, as it's described here, of the abortion rights movement. In the face of death threats, she gained attention for going to work with a loaded revolver. Less noted was her decision to limit her practice to the first trimester abortions. Recalling her decision, Dr. Wicklund, who is now retired, wrote, "Seeing an arm pulled through the vaginal canal was shocking. One of the nurses in the room escorted me out when the color drained from my face." She continued, "From that moment, I chose to limit my abortion practice to the first trimester, 14 weeks or less." And that, it seems to me, is the direction that America is likely to go. He concludes his piece, and it's a powerful piece. He says, "We are, after all, animals that have evolved to empathize with organisms that look like us and feel little regard for those that don't. And as long as that's true, our moral sense will exert a moderating influence on abortion, politics, and incline us to balance clashing liberal claims. And since pro-abortion and pro-life philosophers respect the reasonableness of their intellectual foes, perhaps they, too, have rational grounds to accept a liberal compromise on abortion." That's the position. If you strongly disagree with it, either side, give a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Michael Medved Show, we've been talking about the Supreme Court and the abortion issue. There was an event celebrating the 30th anniversary of Justice Clarence Thomas' confirmation to the court. And one of the things that I think has become true for Justice Thomas is he is for so many years, I mean two decades at least, been a major villain who has been demonized and bashed and discredited by liberal media and by leading members of Congress. In fact, I think that for any long-serving justice of the Supreme Court, there was a justice during the Jefferson administration, that's how long ago it was, named Samuel Chase, who was called Bully Chase, and he was... They actually tried to impeach him, failed. But Thomas has gotten more negativity and more smear jobs and unjustified smear jobs than any justice on the court's history since Bully Chase. And it's terribly undeserved, and he, I think, will be recalled as a great jurist and a great American. And for those who haven't seen it yet, it's really worth seeing the outstanding documentary that was made with Thomas talking about his own life and his own career, which is an extraordinary American story. And the Heritage Foundation hosted an event to celebrate the 30th anniversary of his confirmation to the court, and Thomas himself spoke at that event, and he spoke very movingly about one of his great friendships. Listen, this is clip six.
I'd like to thank also my great colleagues, particularly on that early court, especially my buddy Nino. And I'm not going to get into it too much because I get choked up, but Nino and I had not met before I got to the court. We met, and I think we found out that even though we were from very different backgrounds, we thought alike, and we trusted each other. And for all more than a quarter of a century, we worked together without seeing each other all that much. He would ask me things. He was really funny. He would ask me to go hunting with him, and he thought it was odd that someone from rural Georgia would not go hunting. And I said, Nino, it's really odd that someone from urban New York and New Jersey will go hunting. I said, last I checked, I left nothing in the woods. So you expect me to risk rattlesnake bites, moccasin bites, ticks, fleas, etc., to kill some unassuming bird with a big gun? No.
And that Nino, of course, he's referring to the late Justice Antonin Scalia. By the way, it does make me recall, I had the opportunity of having meals with Justice Scalia a couple of times. We had worked on programs together on judicial forums and things like that. I was basically deputized to ask him questions. And what a great man. And what a brilliant man he was, Justice Scalia. And then he also talked about another love that he did share with Nino Scalia, but with a little caveat. Yes, it's not hunting. What is it? Clip 6B.
He invited me to go to the Kennedy Center with him because he said, Clarence, you like classical music? I said, oh, I sure do. He said, come to the Kennedy Center. I said, oh, yeah, but I don't like people who like classical music.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It is different without him. He is the one person I truly miss at the court, but I've had wonderful, wonderful colleagues there.
What's remarkable about this is it's in all the oral histories about the court. The other great friend that Justice Scalia had on the court for all those years was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she did love classical music. They both had a consuming love for opera. In fact, I think Justice Ginsburg's daughter works as a opera professional. In any event, part of that, and the reason that I appreciate it, and good for Heritage Foundation for doing that commemoration for Justice Thomas, is he's won this one. In other words, all of the claims, oh, he doesn't measure up, his opinions don't measure up, he doesn't talk enough on the court in oral arguments, he's even begun to do a little of that. But it's gone away and changed. And for instance, when you saw the reaction of people, including people on the left, to that Clarence Thomas documentary, it really does indicate that his acceptance of a substantial and honorable place in history has overcome the leftist efforts to try to discredit the guy and smear him, basically. You don't need any smears to be concerned about some of our national position right now. There is this. This is clip two. This is the way that America woke up, at least listening to Good Morning America. Listen.
Turn out to gas prices at a seven-year high in one California town, now topping $7 a gallon. And unfortunately, there is no relief in sight. ABC's Gio Benitez joins us now with more on this. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, Cecilia. Good morning. Yeah, these high gas prices are expected to stick around through Thanksgiving, possibly even longer. Take a look at that image now from Gorda, California. This is the town's only gas station, and it's selling regular unleaded for $7.59 a gallon, premium at nearly $8.50. Now, California as a whole is seeing the highest gas prices in the country. Now, the national average right now is at $3.38 a gallon, and it is still going up. These are the states seeing the biggest jumps right now.
Okay, this is $8 a gallon for gas? It's like Europe. And then there's this report on CBS News. Listen, clip 7.
What
to turn now to what the American Medical Association is calling an urgent public health crisis. And believe it or not, those supply chain issues are to blame. Dozens of life-saving drugs are in short supply, forcing doctors to use less effective medications, I should say.
At the University of Virginia Medical Center, 24/7, technicians fill single-dose drug orders for nearly 700 patients. Pharmacist Brian Spolhoff's job? Find drugs in short supply somehow.
By the time I come in, we have a new list of new medications that are short.
This is tocilizumab.
Take this targeted anti-inflammatory tocilizumab, needed by both chemo and COVID patients, and there's not enough for all of them.
If you run out of it, patients could die.
Yeah, if we run out of this, patients aren't able to get some really important chemotherapy. And without that chemotherapy, they could die.
Spolhoff's constantly looking for around 90 critical drugs.
Doctors actually have to ration care based on what drug supply is available.
Yes, absolutely.
This is shocking. And, of course, it was addressed last night at the town hall that President Biden addressed. Did he address it in a reassuring manner? We will get to that on the Michael Medved show. We will also be reviewing some of the latest from Hollywood, yes, including the fact that Alec Baldwin, he didn't commit a murder. But what he did do is he apparently fired a gun that was supposed to be a prop gun, and ended up killing the director of photography on the movie and wounding the director. This is a serious matter as well. We will get to that. And also the idea of a criminal contempt charge against Steve Bannon. Is that deserved? Is that way out of line? Reviews also of the big new movies Dune and The French Dispatch. And a movie called Mass, with profound religious meaning, that could be just the best movie of the week, actually. We will be reviewing that one, too. And more coming up as the conversation continues, and hopefully the coronavirus retreats. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.